Hi there, this is Jens Westin from Corroded, and you're listening to Power Rock Podcast with your host, Jim Madonna. Get ready.
Everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream, whether it be rock, metal, heavy metal, speed metal, contemporary, melodic rock. We got it all, my friends, and today is no different, because I have on the line heavy metal lead vocalist and guitarist, Mr. Jens Westin of Corroded. Jens, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, Jens, I got to tell you, brother, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for taking your time calling me all the way from Sweden. I have not heard of Corroded until now. And brother, I'm telling you what, you guys have made me a believer that Sweden rockers are by far the best hard rockers on the planet.
Thanks a lot.
This recently released album that you have, Defcon Zero, is an 11-track CD. That is just high octane from track 1 to track 11. What we're going to do is we're going to get into some of these tracks. But first, why don't we go ahead and get a little bit of history about Jens Westin in Corroded. So what I would like to do is turn the floor over to you, my friend.
We started as a band in back in 2004, and it sounded like crap, actually. So we were sort of ready to give it up. And then it just one riff, and everything was sort of resolved and everything. So from there, it's just been like a freight train, moving constantly forward, playing a lot of live shows. And yeah, that's what we do, sort of. That's Corroded.
Now, with the band Corroded, this recent, from what I understand, there was like a 5-year between your last albums. Is that right?
Yeah, we sort of had an involuntary hiatus of 5 years. I mean, due to a lot of facts, mostly because we sort of changed label in this process as well. And it just takes time, lawyers and shit, you know.
It's quite amazing the amount of work that goes into what you guys do as artists. And, you know, it's what's even more amazing is that, you know, the general public, your fans, listeners, they really don't understand. They don't get that part, and that's okay. All they want to do is hear what you got.
I think you need sort of keep the romantic side of the rock and roll business. Otherwise, if everyone knew that it was just a lot of hard work and no cash, sort of, it would be too sad. And everyone was sort of, it would be like a Disney ballad. Everyone would just be crying and yeah.
All right. Well, what I want to do is talk about some tracks here. The first one I want to talk about is called Retract and Disconnect. How about some history about that song?
Yeah, it started as every other song with when we try to write stuff. It starts with a riff. And when it comes to the lyric part, that takes time for me. It's not that. That is not something that comes for anyone in the band, actually. And it's mostly me that is writing the lyrics. And this one was kind of hard. I think you need to sort of listen to it and make your own opinion of the song when it comes to the lyric. If I would tell you what it's about for me, then I think it's like a spoiler in a movie. This is one of the songs that I think it's got a lot of... can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And for me, it means something. I think you really need to listen to it and make up your own mind.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you what, man. Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Retract and Disconnect with Corroded. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast. We'll be right back. All right, man. Welcome back. We are with Jens Weston of Corroded. And Jens, man, you know, I got to say something, brother. Your vocals are so aggressive. You're like high on octane, man. I mean, every track, everything that comes out of your mouth, to me, it's just all heart, man. You put everything you got into what you're laying down, and it's just killer, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks. It's rock and roll. Otherwise, it ain't rock and roll.
Exactly. Is this CD kind of like a compilation CD? It seems like the song we just played, Retracted Disconnect. And then the next song we're going to talk about, is it a compilation CD or songs that just came from the heart? More or less what I'm asking, is it kind of like a storyline for each track?
Yeah, I think it was never meant as a sort of theme-based CD, but I think everything, or when you start to write stuff in the studio together, sort of it makes its own theme. So the lyrics, it's sort of... it's sort of based on the same theme as most of our CDs are, our prior CDs as well. It's a lot of darkness, but we're not a depressed band or anything. I think it's easier to write really, really dark and gloomy lyric to hard rock stuff.
Okay, man, that's interesting. I like that because I can hear it. To me, it's each song has a very powerful message,
and I think that's important as well. I mean, especially for me as a sort of singer, it really needs to mean something to me when I sing it.
Right on, man.
Otherwise, it's just sound.
I get it. I needed to get this out of the way earlier, so we'll go ahead and do it now. Go ahead and tell the listeners where they can purchase the album DEFCON Zero, how to obtain your material.
Buy it on Amazon, or I think you can sort of almost order it from anywhere, actually.
Can I ask you this? I mean, this album, DEFCON Zero, you know, it is available on Amazon, but at this point, it's a little hard to find, that won't be the case for this period of time. However, playing these songs on my show, is this... kind of like a debut kind of thing?
Yeah, for us. I mean, for this album, this is the first American stuff that we've done on this album. First American promo stuff. You're taking my virginity right now.
Brother, I'll tell you what, I'm glad I'm taking it, because like I stated earlier in the interview, man, totally honored. Now, the next track I want to talk about is Fall of a Nation.
I think this one is one of the songs that it's sort of more obvious. There's a lot of fear mongers out there in the world today that's making a lot of either political points or, I mean, even turning shit into cash. And that this song is sort of about that. I'm not saying that everything is fine and dandy or hunky-dory in any way, but I think at the same time, if we try to constantly live in fear based on that the powers that decide want us to sort of live in fear, that's absolutely wrong. So this is sort of written as a cautionary tale.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, man, another kick-ass tune. And here it is, Fall of a Nation with Corroded on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
We are the ones who's watching everything from high up above. We are the ones who's idle, standing by and watch things burn. We'll be right back. everything from high up above. We are the ones whose idols standing by and watching burn.
We are back with Jens Weston of Corroded. And brother, again, you know, like I stated, man, just I don't want to sound like a robot, dude, but kick ass shit. Question here, man, any plans of coming to the U.S.?
Yeah, I really hope so. I think this summer is sort of it's mostly Sweden, and there's a lot of festival stuff going on in Sweden, so we need to take care of that first. And then we're looking into Europe this autumn, and I really hope that we will sort of do at least a shorter stop in the U.S. the winter or something. I think it's really about time for us to make it in the promised land, sort of.
Have you guys seen an increase in other countries like the United States as far as new fans?
Yeah, we're starting to see a lot of effect of the new album right now. So that's really good. I mean, first of all, we're looking into Europe and try to sort of conquer that on our way to world domination. But I mean, you got to start with baby steps.
If you had to give a man or woman, young man or woman, some advice that wanted to get into the music industry, what would it be?
Never give up. Don't give up. Never, ever give up. I mean, you have to have the tenacity. Just sort of work yourself through it. Continue. Just keep on keeping it. Keep on.
Great answer, man. Next track I want to talk about is called Vessels of Hate. How about some history on that one, bro?
Yeah, it's sort of the same. I think Fall of a Nation. This was in a time in Sweden when we sort of saw a lot of right-wing movement, really, really hardcore right-wing movement starting to sort of shape up. And there are a few people that sort of believe that stuff to be, they sort of take it as a truth, as an absolute truth. And I mean, when you start to look at things, there aren't any that have such an easy solution. And this is sort of we are the lies that hide in truth. We are the ones without sort of starting to be sort of kind of like, we sound like we are a political band or anything. We're not. This is just something that I saw and I needed to explain it from my point. And that's not an absolute truth in itself. I mean, I'm just one guy. And that's my view of everything right now.
Tell you what, let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Vessels of Hate with Corroded. Crank it up.
We are the ones without rhyme and
Gents, welcome back. Again, you know, the way you explain that song, you know, I definitely get it. That's when I asked you the question, it was really a song that was pretty much self-explanatory. You know, it's a very well-written song. And, you know, we are vessels of hate, man. You know what I'm saying? There's so much evil shit that goes on in this world. What I like about Corroded, man, is that you're not putting bubblegum bullshit out on a disc. You know, you're putting real life stuff into coming from your heart. You're putting it on paper. And, you know, if you don't like the president, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just one of those deals that, you know, this is the type of world that we live in today, and you're going to see some shit that you're just not going
to
like.
Yeah, and it don't need to be political stuff. It don't need, there's a lot of shit going on, and you need to keep your eyes open, but don't live in fear. I mean, be yourself. Fuck, it's easier just to be nice to each other.
I think it takes more energy to be an asshole than it does to be, you know, polite to somebody.
Yeah, I think so as well. It's a lot easier. It's a nicer way of life. Just be nice. I mean, it's that easy, actually. And it really is.
I couldn't agree more, brother.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What do you think, what's your opinion, rather, on social media today, as far as the music industry goes?
It's really hard. I mean, social media in itself has sort of been this behemoth that it's hard to stop, and it's taken over everything. And at the same time, it's been really helpful for band like us. I mean, without social media and without the digital stuff, we wouldn't be anywhere. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword.
Exactly. You know, the way I kind of interpret it is that, well, first of all, like you just stated, you know, if it wasn't for social media, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Yeah, exactly.
On the flip side of it, this is just, again, my opinion, is that what it does is that, you know, you guys will take your music, not just Corroded, but any bands will take their music, they'll get it out on the internet, and people have lost the ability or the old school thinking of, let's go ahead and go to a record store where we can get and feel and touch the biography and the picture. Everything, you know, is now kind of like this digital download. Oh, fuck, you know, I don't want the whole album. I just want something for 99 cents. Well, that kind of puts the screw-ins on you guys as artists. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think that's something that, and I mean, I get it. It's up to everyone to do as they please, but it's kind of like annoying when you spend a lot of hours writing this album as an album, and you want people to sort of get the whole picture. If you hear one song, you just get it really one-sided of what you're trying to give to people. But, I mean, at the same time, it is, as I said, without it, we wouldn't be anywhere.
Next track I would like to talk about is called Burn It to the Ground. How about some history?
Yeah, I'm starting to sound like a broken record here. I mean, this is, it's not that. This is more based on what we said before. There's a lot of shit going on out there. And if you keep your eyes open, you sort of can make at least your own sort of truth, where you don't need to believe all the shit that you're fed with every day. So this is exactly like what we said before. I mean, just be nice. Look through the sort of obvious lies and stuff that everyone is feeding you with. Then you can together sounds like Live Aid 1980 whatever, make this better. But I think it this needs to come from the people. These sort of changes need to come from the people.
All right, well, here it is. Burn It to the Ground with Corroded. Crank it up.
There!
Sometime you gotta burn it to the ground to start again. This is the time, my friend. This is the time, my friend. Let the fire.
Jens, I feel the love. I feel exactly what you're saying. So, you know, kudos on that, man. I mean, great stuff, brother.
Thanks.
Jens, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you one more question, and then we're going to go ahead and close the show out. The question is this. What type of legacy would you like to leave to your friends, family, and fans when you pass on?
It's mostly, I think I want to be remembered as a nice guy. As, not as a special dude in any form or kind of way, but as a nice guy. I think really important sort of leave as a legacy for should be important. That's something that I would like people to remember me by.
Well, I think it's a great, you know, I really do. I think it's a great answer because, you know, everybody has their own thoughts or opinions on how they would like to be remembered. So there's, you know, there's definitely no right or wrong answer to that. It's just what you said. You said it from the heart. That can't be disputed, bottom line.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and close it out, man. I just want to say this, that I truly, truly wish not only yourself, but the band Corroded the utmost success in all that you guys do. And I truly hope that you take the heavy metal industry and just kick its ass. I hope that to see you guys come and do a U.S. tour, and I just can't thank you enough for this opportunity that you had given me to speak with you.
Thank you, Jim. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so kindly. There's an interview with Jens Weston of Corroded. I am Jim Madonna, your host. What we're going to do is we're going to play one more song from Corroded. This one here is called Feel Fine. Crank it up. Peace.
Right fight, you better knuckle up. It's all bite on the bullet, 'cause it's time.